Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years. I'm not alone.
That's Group 10CC, and I'm Not in Love. 1975, that came out in the summertime, and just sounded so good on the old AM radio. I had a little Panasonic with a 3-inch speaker, and that's where I first heard that song. And I couldn't quite hear what, I could never make out what they were saying, that big boys don't cry. Big boys don't cry. Well, on an AM radio, and especially listening to a far-off station, it was like, what did he say? Subliminal messages. I can't hear it. What was it? Maybe it was something naughty. I don't know. Anyway, we'll be back with more of Those Were the Days show in just a little bit. Turbo's Bar and Grill in Hub City thanks you for your support. Please note, Turbo's is closed through the holidays, but will reopen soon to serve up your favorite lunches and dinners. Stay tuned to WRCO for updates and get ready to enjoy the festive atmosphere, delicious soups, a fresh salad bar, and mouth-watering meals when they're back. That's Turbo's Bar and Grill in Hub City, closed through the holidays, but they look forward to seeing you soon. No matter what you order at A&W, we know one thing. It's just better with an ice-cold, made-fresh A&W root beer in a frosty mug. For the past 100 years, A&W has been making fresh root beer using real cane sugar and a top-secret blend of ingredients. No wonder it's so delicious. Stop by your local A&W for an ice-cold root beer. How's that sound with a Papa Burger? Made fresh root beer always at A&W. Your A&W is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel.
Hi, I'm Eric Mindum of Mindum Wealth Advisory. Are you thinking about preparing for your retirement but don't know where to start? I can make the retirement planning process simple, personalized, and tailored to your specific needs. To learn more about how we can help you plan for your retirement, visit us online at MindumWealthAdvisory.com or stop by our office located inside the Richland County Bank.
Securities and advisory services are offered through LPL Financial. LPL, a registered investment advisor and broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Insurance products are offered through LPL or its licensed affiliates, not insured by FDIC or any other government agency, not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations, may lose value.
Drinking water safety is in the news. Contaminants like lead, arsenic, and nitrates can get into your home's water supply. But those with a Culligan drinking water system don't have to worry. Culligan's reverse osmosis filtration removes up to 99% of harmful contaminants and filters up to 30 gallons per day to handle a family's needs. A pitcher filter can't. Get a Culligan drinking water system installed and get peace of mind for pennies a day. Contaminants may not be in your water. Call Culligan of Southwest Wisconsin for a water test today.
Utter Brothers Creamery and Restaurant in Boscobel now presents a Farm Fresh 45.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Phil Nee with you. We're here until the midnight hour. We've been here since 1986 until the midnight hour each and every Saturday night. We appreciate you supporting us and listening in. 1973, right around that time, I started to hear this term called reggae. And what is that? I don't know. And it had been around. There are a few other examples of it in American music on the Top 40 survey, like Desmond Dekker and the Aces, the Israelites. That was certainly one that came out early. And then early works of the likes of Jimmy Cliff and this next guy, Johnny Nash, who brought reggae to the survey in 1973 with a Bob Marley song. It's number 25 on my 73 love letter, Stir It Up.
Yeah.
Johnny Nash and a WRCO. Those were the day's classics. Steer it up. In this weekend's Highway 14 Insider, WRCO's Joanne Krulatz writes her memoirs of great Tupperware parties of the past. WRCO's Chris Simonson has tried card tricks, but someone glued his cards together. He doesn't know how to deal with it. And Henry Bray is trying the all-almond diet. He says, that's just nuts. Read about it in the Highway 14 Insider this weekend. Another popular band in 1973, Jethro Tull and Living in the Past. Clocking in at number 24 on my 73 survey. Going back now to one of my favorite albums as a youngster, and I bought this one when it first came out, a greatest hits album featuring Elton John. It's the album cover that's blue around the background, and he's sitting at the piano with a white suit on and a white hat and big old glasses, which became his signature. And side two kicked it off in grand style with this next song, and one that I still like. Became a staple of Elton's live shows in the 70s and 80s, and one of his more rocking out sounds. Saturday night's all right for fighting. Those were the days.
I'm Center. There were some blue and sorrow times.
That song put B.W. Stevenson on the map in 1973, My Maria. He was a singer, songwriter, and performed originally a song called Shambhala, which was later a hit for Three Dog Night that same year. So B.W. got kind of shut out on that one, but his biggest hit came when that one, which was co-written by Daniel Moore, came to his attention, and it was recorded and released, and peaking at number 9 on the Billboard Hot 100 for the week ending September 29th of 1973. Next up, a name change really made the difference for this particular one. It would famously win a Grammy in early 1974, and originally written and performed by Jim Weatherly. And the title of his song was Midnight Plane to Houston. And it didn't go so well, but when it was picked up and changed by Gladys Knight and the Pips to Midnight Train to Georgia, well, the rest is history.
He said he would. Oh, no, he's leaving. than live without him in mind.
Number one music from the year of 1973. That's number 21 on my list if you're scoring along with us at home. And we'll have more. Those were the day's memories right after these words.
Only Culligan has been in the water softening business for over 80 years and is backed by the industry's strongest warranty. Culligan knows a water softener must be set properly for hardness and your water use to work efficiently. And the Culligan man can perform a 10-point inspection that includes sanitization on any brand water softener. Ensure that you're not wasting salt and water by calling your local Culligan man today. Or go online, CulliganOfSouthwestWisconsin.com, and get an inspect and check.
Certain satisfaction when you're on the road and you're driving a car from Sleepy Hollow. Oh, Sleepy Hollow, we'll take care of you. Come on over to Sleepy Hollow. Oh, Sleepy Hollow, we'll take care of you. Sleepy Hollow.
Barroquois.
Inspired Innovations is much more than a salon. You'll find items from local vendors including A&B Boutique Clothing, The Gift Corner from Robin's Nest, Paparazzi Jewelry, Signs by Inspired Creations, and unique offerings from local crafters. Plus, you can browse from Inspired Innovations salon quality hair care and styling products from brands they trust. Stop in soon at Inspired Innovations, the corner of Highway 14 and County Highway JJ, Goltham in the Log Building.
WRCO Flashback.
Stop!
I like all those glitter rock bands from Britain in the 1970s. I first heard that song on a K-Tel album. Yes, K-Tel. I still love those and collect those after all these years. The greatest hits, greatest stars, and all the songs you could fit on one side and reduce all songs to 2 minutes. But it did introduce me to a lot of songs I wouldn't have heard otherwise, and that was one of them. And then I went out and was seeking out Slade Records because I thought they were out of sight. And then next decade, 1980s, Quiet Riot kind of reinvented some of those Slade songs with that one, and Come On, Feel the Noise, which was another Slade song. Moving to number 19, and a song, when it came out, some people thought it was it Bob Dylan singing lead? Who was that? And it was a guy by the name of Jerry Rafferty at a band called Steeler's Wheel. They took this one toward the top in 1973. Stuck in the Middle with You, it's at number 19, if you're keeping track on my 73 scorecard.
I came here tonight. I got the feeling that something ain't right. I'm so scared in case I fall off my chair, and I'm wondering how I'll get down the stairs. Clowns to the left of me, jokers to the right. Here I am, stuck in the middle with you. Yes, I'm stuck in the middle with you, and I'm wondering what it is I should do. So hard to keep the smile from my face. Losing control, yeah, I'm all over the place. Clowns to the left of me, jokers to the right. Here I am, stuck in the middle with you. When you started out with nothing and you're proud that you're a self-made man, and your friends, they all come calling, slap you on the back and say, sense of it all, but I can see it makes no sense at all. Is it cool to go to sleep on the floor? Cause I don't think that I can take anymore. Clowns to the left of me, jokers to the right. Here I am, stuck in the middle with you.
To say, live and let live. used to say, live and let live. But if this ever-changing world in which we live in makes you give in and cry, say live and let die.
From the James Bond film, the first one I ever saw in the theater, Roger Moore's Live and Let Die, and the title cut sung by Paul McCartney and Wings. What a great tune. And if anybody's ever seen McCartney live, and I've been fortunate to see him twice, that is kind of the highlight of the show, with all kinds of pyrotechnics going off and hitting the drums and making all kinds of fire, and then McCartney doing his mellow out at the piano, and yeah, the song kind of builds. Good stuff. And we remember it well from 1973. I can still hear it. If anybody remembers having a reel-to-reel tape recorder, that was the first recording device we had at our house. And as you got a little bit more tape on the take-up reel, sometimes the tape would slip a little bit, so you'd get that kind of warbling sound. And I remember recording that song off the radio, and it going, but I still listened to it, man. It was the source that I had it on, and for some reason I can still hear it after all these years. Just like if you ever had a record that skipped or stuck somewhere at a certain point in the song, I had a couple of those growing up, and when I hear those records today, I keep thinking, it's going to skip. Oh, I guess it didn't. It's digital now. Next up, a song that should have been bigger. It was really big on WLS in Chicago, and that's what many of us listened to. So it was almost as big, actually, as the song the year before. It was a big hit for Looking Glass called Brandy. But their follow-up in 1973 also makes Phil's top list, number 17. Jimmy Loves Marianne from Elliot Lurie and The Looking Glass.
Just 17, everything that you've seen, it's all there in her eyes. So many years of a poor mama's tears. And a day of sweet lies. There's nobody home. Mary Ann's alone, almost fully grown and worldly wise. Jim has been down, he's been out and around, and he knows where it's at. Nothing be good if you thought that it could, but it is. Isn't like that. He don't make mistakes. What he needs, it takes. Jimmy gets all the breaks, 'cause he knows how.
Jimmy loves Marianne. Jimmy wants to be her man. She picks up the phone and she hears Jimmy say, "Mama, me, I'm so sick of the street, feel like running away. There's no life here at all. The city seems so small. The sweeter music calling us away. Let it play." Town can drag you right down if you go in.
can see each other through.
Number 16 in my rankings of the tunes of 73, a one-hit wonder, King Harvest, and Dancing in the Moonlight. I may be one of the few people that has that full-length album. Not very many do. It's not worth much, maybe a quarter, but I have it. That's the big goal that I had back in the day. I've got to get that on album. The rest of the album isn't too bad. We'll be back with our top 15 from the year of 73 as we return with more of Those Were the Days. Stay with us.
The snow and cold season is here, and Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric knows how to keep you warm and comfy. Get unparalleled warmth and efficiency with a Woodmaster outdoor furnace. Not only is wood a readily available resource, but it's inexpensive when compared to other fuel sources. And Woodmaster has been building industry-leading outdoor furnaces since 1989. Stay warm this winter with the help of Woodmaster and the folks at Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. 1011 Highway 14 East in Richland Center. Call 647-5500.
Progressive knows we all crave validation.
Girl, you are not 37.
I would have guessed 27.
You guys are too sweet.
Sure. Dewy skin.
Terrific. Is something wrong, Ned?
Why would you ask? Just because today marks my 10th anniversary without a car accident or even a speeding ticket? But somehow, tonight's all about your skincare.
Wow. With Snapshot from Progressive, you can get a personalized rate based on how you drive. And that's all the validation you need. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in California or from all agents. Surcharge possible for unsafe driving.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. We love to help you choose a new Chevrolet. We love to help with maintenance, repairs, and accessories, too. Schedule a service appointment, see our inventory, connect with a sales professional, and get pre-approved for competitive financing at JonesChev.com. Come see the exciting new Chevrolets. Jones Chevrolet, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
Oh, baby, oh, baby, 1973 is the year. I don't know, just having a lot of fun playing some songs that I just, you know, I really began collecting music 71, 72, kind of in that era. But by 73, man, I was hitting my stride, and every cent that I could earn or steal from Mother's Butternut Blending Jar. But anyway, we would go buy a record. And so I really tried to collect these songs, either on record or, as I mentioned, taping them off the radio on reel-to-reel and later on a cassette. It was always a fun time. This song, I remember really well. It was on the radio a lot. I remember it was the theme for my sister Sue's prom, too. I think probably the next year in 74. But 73, it came out for the group Chicago. Alice Cooper. That was a sign that just about anything could go on the pop charts in 1973, whether it be Deliverance, the bluegrass theme from the movie Deliverance, the banjo thing, dueling banjos, or whether it be some other big tunes, some movie music, and or some new groups. The likes of Steely Dan, which really debuted in 72, 73 with some big records. This one charted into 1973. Let's play this one from Steely Dan. And by the way, it's number 13 on my all-time favorite list of 73. It's called Reeling in the Ears.
Yeah.
That was a second release for Steely Dan from their Can't Buy a Thrill album. The song written by Donald Fagen and Walter Becker, featuring Fagen on the vocals and lead guitar of Elliot Randall, which is so well done, reportedly done in just one take. And it was also reported that Led Zeppelin guitarist Jimmy Page rated that as his favorite solo of all time. That's saying quite a lot right there. Next up, a song that came out in late 72, went all the way to number one in 1973. It was Mick Jagger singing on the background, and a debate came up for years and years about who the song was about. And Carly Simon, in her book a few years ago, Boys and Trees, kind of said it was about several of the men that she has known in her life.
Son of a gun. To the party like you were.